Coach, you were right there in the game. First 15 minutes of the game, I think you had to be pretty happy with your team's effort. And then Seward went on a big run there in the second half, and they were just getting some high percentage shots tonight and had that big run.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, I thought we played pretty good in the first half for pretty long stretches of time. I felt like a couple whistles and loose balls here and there didn't go our way, but, 5 points at the half, and, you know, I want to say they made six threes in the first 10 minutes to start the second half, and the wheels kind of fell off. I mean, they're a very, very good team. They're ranked for a reason. It wasn't a 21-point game. We're better than that, but it is what it is, and we just got to lick our wounds, come back at one day to prepare for a big game on the road at Hutch.
Well, I thought also was part of the big run there for Seward County, and you guys had a hard time handling the ball off the inbounds there, and it seemed like I think there was a couple stretches there where you had about four turnovers in a row there in the second half.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. We handled the press fine the whole first half. I don't know why we got so tentative and that made that press better than really what it was, but it is what it is on stuff like that, and we got to watch the film and somehow get better because, I mean, that's, I didn't feel like that was big-time pressure. I felt like we just were soft with the ball and we were chucking it all over the gym.
And I got Jameer Thomas back into the starting lineup tonight. He was scoreless in the first half, but thought he did some nice things and took some better looks there in the second half and ended up with 9 points.
Yeah, he's coming along. He's not where he wants to be yet, but he's got a great attitude about things. He's trying to do what we're asking to do. But we just got to look for more. There's too many times in the first half that I thought that he's open inside and we're not getting him the ball. So we'll review the film, but we've got to find ways to get him more engaged and give us a bigger help because obviously when he goes out and has double-double type nights, we're a really, really good team. If he just struggles and has kind of an average nights, we're kind of an average team. So kind of how we go is a lot of how Jameer Thomas takes us. And I feel like he's going to come back and play really, really well on Wednesday at Hutch.
Tony Hopkins, I thought, took a step forward tonight with 15 points coming in, averaging 7, and he was aggressive taking it to the basket tonight and a good night shooting 7 of 9.
Yeah, I'm very pleased with Tony. Tony was suspended for about 4 games the first semester. He's came back with a great attitude. He's probably been our most consistent, hardest worker here since break. So real excited to see him continue to get better and continue to improve. He's only a freshman, so he'll be here for 2 years. So he's got a chance to be a really, really good player, I think, here in the future.
You guys also, I know it's tough to see it in a loss, but he had a great effort of getting to the foul line tonight and shooting 16 of 24.
Yeah, Tony does a lot of things for him. He's a mismatch with a bigger guard that can play inside, can play outside. So either he's going to have a smaller guy that he can post up around the rim or a bigger kid that he can play on around the perimeter. But I'm excited for Tony and what he can do for us here coming up.
How tough is this stretch for 3 games in 5 days all against ranked teams?
It's brutal. It's brutal. So we have no time to even worry about this. I mean, I don't even know how much I'll even watch this film. We'll just throw this away on the side and start getting ready for Hutch. Have a very good understanding of what Hutch is going to try to do against us. Their best player, Rojas, tore his shoulder up, so he's out for the season. So they're a vulnerable team that if we come in with the right attitude and really come in and play really, really hard like I thought we did for stretches in the first half, we're going to give ourselves a chance to be in the game. That's really all we can do.
Well, just a hot shooting tonight by Seward, but a good effort for you guys. Coach, thank you for stopping by here post-game. Good luck to you coming up on Wednesday at Hutch.
Appreciate it. Thank you.